Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, what has this cooler weather done for the cattle market?
Well, it's cooled it off. I don't think it has anything to do with the weather, but we felt this thing the last 2 weeks got a soft tone to it, and then this week we actually seen it get cheaper. Two things. You know, the fat market's kind of run into a kind of a stalemate today, and it's mainly due to anticipation of meat prices. You know, we're going to see the consumer resist this higher meat. You can go down through there and you got $4 hamburger meat, and you go down the meat section and you look and you buy $2 pork, and, you know, people's disposable income's less with higher gas and higher everything. So they're going to back off and buy cheaper protein. But in general, and then we had a big, correction on the board yesterday on the feeders, and it's been coming. I mean, it can't continuously just go straight up. Now, how far down it goes, I don't think anybody knows. I mean, you've got lots of ideas, but get down to it, nobody knows. I mean, the correction's been here. We all know that we're going to see less cattle in the next 60 days. Big cattle, I mean, light cattle, our light numbers are staying compared to last year, staying about the same. So, and that's a little shocking right now. I keep thinking we're going to see less and less, and we probably will. We get closer November, December of actual calves coming through the ring. But in general, we still got it. I mean, there's still a good margin. With the calves being a little cheaper and the board being cheaper, the same margins there for the people that anticipating any wheat pasture. And that would be the biggest negative I'd see for our producers, is not to get any wheat, because there's a pretty good profit margin there for them if we get wheat.
Well, I know a lot of folks, when I was watching the board yesterday, it kind of tanked because a lot of producers are worried about the cattle on feed report coming out today.
Yeah, and this is which, I mean, they're showing bigger placements than they anticipated. And I mean, we're in the same position as last year. If they're not going to go to wheat, they're going to go to the feed yard. And the cost of gain is going to be quite a bit under what it was last year. And the cost of gain is going to be probably as cheap as what we leased wheat for last year. So, you know, the feed yards would just soon have them in their hands as they had go to wheat with them. So the people that's going to be on wheat is going to be the actual producer. I don't think you've got any feed yards willing to give a dollar for the gain out on wheat this year.
Well, it does look like we may get some luck for rain with Tropical Storm Norma. So are you looking like, will that kind of turn the mood around a little bit?
Oh, tremendously. We've got a lot of customers that's got wheat in and it's up. They just need to drink. And as long as we don't jump up back in the 90s and the wind blowing 20 miles an hour, this wheat's a lot tougher than people give it credit for. I mean, and I don't know what percentage, but our producers that are grazers, probably 70% of them have got their wheat in. They just need another rain. And I've talked to several of them are buying calves already. We get another shower and they'll have grazing. So we never, this, what's going on today happens every year. It's nothing new going on in the industry right now. It's not new. The only difference is the level we're at. We're at a higher level than normal, but no wheat pasture, calves cheaper in October. And there's a reason. These calves are hard to keep alive in October.
Well, Bob, if folks have questions, where can they contact you to ask?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself a call. Visit with you about what we're seeing and what little advice we can give. We'll give it to you.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too, Casey.